Good morning, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos, a Chodesh Tov to all. Today is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. We say goodbye to Shvat, and tomorrow we welcome in Aleph Adar. We know Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. The Gemara tells us that Maseches Tainis Chav Tes Amar Aleph. So, just a short part, since today is the first day of Rosh Chodesh. I said in another class, I'm not sure which venue, I'm sorry, I don't remember. So if you heard already, bear with me. Estel Edelman shared this with me. Why do we say, they were going to go to the Sefer, I'm doing Shabbos today, but Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, why, what is the hashkafic insight from that? Why do we say Mishayagia Adar Marbim Besimcha? Mishayavo Adar Marbim Besimcha, when Adar comes or when Adar arrives, why when it enters Marbim Besimcha? I don't remember who Esther Edelman was quoting. She was quoting somebody else, but the Vart is Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, the Simcha of Adar should enter us. When Simcha is a Midah. We have to work on Simcha like every other Midah. We work on Ka'as, we work on Gaiva, we work on Vatranus, we work on Savlanus. Simcha is a Midah like every other Midah. It's not something that's God-given. It's something that we must cultivate within ourselves. And life presents many challenges. The more challenges we face, the harder we have to work to cultivate Simcha. So the bracha is Mishenichnas Adar. When we allow Adar Nichnas, Likanes Lanu, to enter into us, then Marbim Besimcha, we will increase joy. I found it to be very powerful. So we are going to say for now, I want to thank our hostess and sponsor and her family. She does not want me to mention her name and would like to remain anonymous, but we appreciate your dedication and sponsorship of this year, and the Torah that emanates from this year very much, and it should bring you and your family much Simcha and many Shabbosos spent together in good health and nachas. So we are on page 38 of the Sefer Nefesh Shimshon Shabbos Kodesh. Okay, so I'm just going to go back a paragraph. We'll just go back to the bottom of page 37 since we meet every other week. I like in these classes that are every other week just to reorient ourselves, remind ourselves of what we are up to, where we're holding. So the bottom of page 37, we're really on the middle of page 38. Here we go. A similar story is told about the Brisker Rav Zatzal, the Brisker Rav of Yitzchak Zev Halevi Salvechik, the Griz, whose son was Rav Meshulam David Halevi Salvechik Zatzal, who was just Nifter. A similar story is told of the Brisker Rav. He once approached a wealthy potential benefactor, and he requested only 15 minutes of his time. During those 15 minutes, he chatted. He began to develop a relationship with this potential Baal Tzedakah. He didn't mention a word for the purpose of a visit. Remember last time we delved into the Gemara, Masechah Shabbos, we do not daven for Refuah Shalema. If you remember, we went through, so what should a person say when they go to visit a Chola? So Rav Pinchas is explaining why we don't ask for Refuah Shalema. Remember, why don't we ask for Bakasho straight out on Shabbos? So the Brisker Rav went and he was schmoozing with him for 15 minutes without mentioning anything about the money. This is what we do on Shabbos. We speak with Hashem at length. We just spend time with the Ribbono Shel. We don't ask for anything. Well, Pinchas says we don't ask for refuos. Everybody knows someone is in need of a refuah. We don't ask for parnasa this past year. It's almost like Purim is really the anniversary, if you will, of when the COVID pandemic began in full force in our community. So many people with parnasa have struggles. Children not being in school properly has caused so much difficulty for them. We know so many people in need of refuah and yeshua, but Shabbos is not the time to ask Hashem for those needs. What do we want to do on Shabbos? Remember that at Shabbos, we only want to be friends, so to speak. We want to develop a relationship, so we take out a chumash, I'm quoting from the Sefer, we take out a Tehillim, we take out a Gemara, we connect to God. We just sit and talk to God. After Shabbos, we say to Hashem, oh, remember me? We're friends, aren't we? So please heal so-and-so. So please bring a shidduch to so-and-so. So please give parnasa to so-and-so. It's very important to me. Shabbos is the time to develop our relationship with Hashem. After we develop the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, then we have the opportunity. You're in the good book, so to speak. Then you have the opportunity to ask for everything all week long. Hashem remains closely in touch with us, so to speak, because we take time to cultivate our relationship with God on Shabbos. But if, and by the way, last week's parsha was Yisro, Zachor Shema Shabbos Kacho, which we're going to look at momentarily, and this week's parsha is Mishpatim, and also in parsha Mishpatim, I don't have the Chumash in front of me, but the mitzvah of Shabbos is once again reminded to us reiterated to us, and we are reminded of the mitzvah of Shabbos once again in Parshas Mishpatim. But if we make requests on Shabbos, says Rav Pinchas, we spoil everything. Why? This is not the time to ask of God. Today is the day to put all our business aside. This is a happy day. Shabbos is a time, and it's funny because we just said Mishinichas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. So perhaps that's one of the avodas of Shabbos. Well, Pinchas says, quote, this is a happy day. We dress nicely. We serve special food, all in, quote, a festive spirit. So perhaps Shabbos is also a time to work on that idea of Mishenichnas, to allow the simcha, the tranquility, the joy, the festivity to enter into us. And when we can accomplish that, we will find ourselves besimcha. It will lead to an enhanced relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then during the week, we could ask. Last paragraph on page 38. And it's a lot easier than we think. All we have to do is remember that today is Shabbos. So I want to talk about, use this as the, to paraphrase Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schechter, to paraphrase him, I want to use this as the point of departure for the first insight we will share today. What is the avod of Shabbos? Quote, all we have to do is remember that today is Shabbos. So it's very interesting because, yes, Amara in Parshas Bishalach, the end of Perek Tesvav. So Rashi says we were given Shabbos. When the Pasuk says, Sham Sam Lechoku Mishpat V'Sham Nisahu, Rashi says, by Mara, the waters were bitter, and we walked for 3 days, and Moshe made them sweet. He threw in the tree. So we were given Ktsat Dinin. We were given Shabbos, Paraduma, and Dinin, Shabbos, Rad Hefer, and monetary laws at Mara. So even though Shabbos was introduced to us actually before Parshas Yisro, it was in Bishalach, then in Parshas Yisro, Aseres HaDibros, and it appears again in Mishpatim, and Shabbos appears again in juxtaposition to Malachas HaMishkan, because we're not allowed to do the work of Mishkan on Shabbos. So Shabbos is a recurring theme through the latter Parshios of Sefer Shemos, but when it was really given to us was by the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisro Perichav, Pasuk Ches, and what does Hashem say? Zachor es yom Shabbos l'kadsho. And there's a key lesson in the fact that Shabbos was introduced with the word Zachor. Hashem could have introduced Shabbos with any word he wanted. He could have introduced it by saying anything. But he began the mitzvah of Shabbos with the word Zachor. So I'm going to begin screen sharing with you, because I've prepared on my screen. Can you see my screen? The people I could see. Yes? Okay. So let me just go. This is from last night's year. Let me just go to the Aseres. I have the Sefer Chinuch here. So how was Shabbos introduced to us in Sefer Shemos? Okay, which we are right here. We have the Aseres HaDibros. And here we go. Zachar es yom HaShabbos l'kadosho. You should remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What did Rav Pinchas say? What do we have to do on Shabbos? Quote, all we have to do is remember that today is Shabbos. So that's significant because God chose to introduce the concept of Shabbos with the word remember, Zachar. Remember, Yom HaShabbos l'kadosho. Remember the Sabbath day, last week's parasha. So to sanctify it, Sheishas Yamim Tavod, for 6 days you shall work. V'asisa kam lechtecha. However, on the seventh day, it is Shabbat. It's a day of cessation. To Hashem, your God, cannot do any work. You and your son and your daughter and your manservant, your maidservant, your animals and the convert. Look here, interesting. The Baal Turim says, follow with me with my cursor. Ata uvincho vitecha avdecha v'amascha v'amtecha v'gercha. 7 categories of people who must refrain from work. The Baal Turim says that's not an accident. Shabbos is the seventh. Well, nothing in Torah is an accident. The Baal Turim points out that Shabbos is the seventh day of the week. Seventh day of the week. It begins with the letter Zion, which is 7, says the Baal Turim. This isn't me, this is a Baal Turim on Zachor Shem Shabbos Kacho. Shabbos is the seventh day of the week. It begins with the letter Zion. So I said it begins with the letter Zachor. We have to understand the significance of remembering Shabbos, but the Baal Turim says forget the whole word Zachor for a minute. It begins with Zion because Zion in Gematria is 7, and there are 7 categories of people who must refrain from doing work. Kineged Yom HaShvi'i. Okay, Kisheshus Yamim Asa Hashem Es HaShemayim Ves Haaretz. In 6 days, God made the heavens and the earth, the seas and all that is in them, and he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, God blessed the Yom HaShabbos Vayikadosheyu, and he made it holy. So again, the command of Shabbos begins with the word Zachar. So Rav Pinchas says, you don't have to think about not davening for a fool. If you remember, says Rav Pinchas, that today is Shabbos, so you're going to automatically use this day to connect to Hashem. So what I would like to do to you, for, with you now, which I have prepared on the screen right here, here is got a Sefer Chinuch. Here's my Sefer Chinuch, but it's hard for me to show you this one. I put it on the screen for you here. I'm going to open mine up. This is Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah 31. Okay, Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. Zachar, Sam Shabbos Kacha. Everyone with me? Why are we going here? Because we just ran with Pinchas. This is a lot easier than we think. All we have to do is, quote, remember that today is Shabbos. And we see that in the Torah. That's the whole avodah of Shabbos. Zachar starts with a Zion, says the Baal Turim, because Zion is 7. Shabbos is the seventh day. Okay, so here we go. The Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. You can see my screen, you said, yeah? Okay, mitzvahs kiddush Shabbos bidvarim. Interesting. The title of this mitzvah is the mitzvah to sanctify Shabbos with words. By the way, we spoke already, it was a month ago, 2 months ago, about, we quoted from the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to even say certain things on Shabbos. You're not allowed to talk about business on Shabbos. There are lachas about what you're allowed to say and not say. But how do we remember Shabbos? So here we go. L'davir dvarim b'yam Shabbos b'knisa so v'kein b'yitzia so. To speak words on the day of Shabbos. You'll see what he's going, where he's going, so just bear with the chiruch here. To speak certain words on the day of Shabbos. When b'knisa to, when it enters, v'kein b'yitzia so. And also when Shabbos leaves. By the way, knisato, mishen nichnas adar mar b'mesimcha. So to Shabbos, we should look at Shabbos as a knisa. Perhaps we could apply the same idea. B'knisato, let Shabbos enter into us. Not only come to our homes, b'knisato, when Shabbos enters into me, I will feel a sense of elevation and closeness to God. Yihi abachem zecher. Shayya Bahem Zecher Gedulas Hayam. What do you have to do? Exactly what Pinchas just told us. You have to remember the Gadlus Hayam. Remember that today is a great day. Uma Alato. Remember the Milos of the day. Remember the high lofty the levels you can achieve on this day. It's not a day to daven for a Refuah Shleima. It's not a day to daven for a Parnassah. It's a day when Hashem provides everything. So I'm in a festive spirit. Mikushiknisato. Let Shabbos enter into me. How do I do this? Zecher Gadlus Hayam. Remember the greatness of the day. Uma Alato. Remember the Milos of the day. Vahavdalato. L'shavach Mishar Hayamim. And that it's distinguished. It's separate. It's muvdal. For praise more than any other day. So every other day you could say Rifa'enu. Every other day you could say Barech Aleinu, which is a brach of a parnasa. Every other day you could say help so-and-so find their Zivug Hagun Bukar. On Shabbos, it's a day. Havdalah L'Shevach Mishar Hayim. And we don't have the same kind of request. Remember we quoted last time from a piece, a short piece by Rav Herschel Schachter, where he says we do daven on Shabbos, but we daven for spiritual needs, not physical needs. So Shabbos is a day designated for Shevach from all the other days. Mishar Hayim. It's distinguished from the days that come before it and the days after. What is the source for this mitzvah? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Zachor. Remember, as Yom HaShabbos Lekacha. You should remember the Sabbath day to sanctify. This is the Zechira, is the basis of the mitzvah of distinguishing Shabbos and remembering that a Shabbos Klomar, meaning to say, how should you remember the Sabbath day to sanctify it? Zachruhu Zecher Kedusha V'Gedula. You should remember Shabbos, Kedusha V'Gedula. It's holiness and it's greatness. Ubeperush amru lanu chachamim, and the Gemara says to us, beperush, the sages say explicitly, the sages say Maseches Pesachim, what does it mean to remember Shabbos? Shedvarim elu mitzuvim anu lomran al hayayin. We have a mitzvah, the sages interpret Zachor Sema Shabbos Akadja, remember the Sabbath day to sanctify it through dvarim, but through words. Remember the headline of the Sefer Chinuch, mitzvah kedusha Shabbos bidvarim. L'daber dvarim b'yom ha-Shabbos. What does it mean to speak about Shabbos, to remember Shabbos? So the Gemara says, in Maseches Pesachim, shedvarim elu mitzuvim anu laman al hayayim. This is the mitzvah of Kiddush. Zachor Sema Shabbos Hakadosho b'knisato, when it enters, v'chein b'yitziato, and when it leaves, so we're going to talk about what it means when it leaves, so we have to remember the gedula and the kedusha of Shabbos, and the sages say that we are speaking about the mitzvah of sanctifying Shabbos through words over wine. So it's very interesting, in the mitzvah of Zachor Sema Shabbos Hakadosho, what you're about to see is that the Sefer HaChinuch deals with the mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah. Kiddush is how we are Zachor Sema Shabbos Hakadosho when it comes in, and Havdalah is how we separate and distinguish it from the rest of the days of the week when it goes out. Shekein ba haperush zachrehu al hayayin. So Zachor is interpretive. Rav Pinchas says what you have to do is remember that it's Shabbos. How do you remember that it's Shabbos? Zachor Sama Shabbos Akacho. So the Gemara says, you know how you remember? Remember over wine, which is how we usher in, so to speak. Kabbalah Shabbos didn't start to the Kabbalists in Sfat in the 1600s. Okay, so the Torah Shabbat Peh preceded that. It was given to Moshe at Sinai. So how do we Zachor Sama Shabbos Akacho? We make Kiddush. Words sanctify Shabbos, and it helps us remember that it's Shabbos. It focuses our attention and direction to Shabbos. Va'inyan hu, and now this is interesting. So this was written in the 1300s anonymously. So now he talks about exactly how much wine and how you have to prepare the wine. So today we don't have this idea of preparing wine and diluting it with water. Today you go to the store and you buy a bottle of wine that's kosher for Kiddush Shabbos and Arba Kosos, and you pour it into your cup and you make the bracha. But now he spends some time talking about how much wine and how should you mix the wine. The ha'inyan hu shenosni because revis yayin chai. You put into the cup a revis of yayin chai. How's it translated here? Full strength wine. Oh. O mazog, o yoter mi revis. So it's talking about how much you have to pour, more than a revis, of a lo pachos kmiza, but you can pour less than a revis. A meziga, you do it. It's known how you pour it. Shahi al chelik echad shal yayin chai, vitov, vishlosha chelke mayim. They used to have, I remember a couple of months ago at the Shabbos table, we were discussing something in the Gemara when it brings down about, oh, it was by Parshas Noach, because of Noach's vineyard. Okay. The Gemara says there, remember, that you should mix your wine with a little bit of water. They used to have, concentrated. Okay, when something's from concentrated, you need to add water to dilute it. So the wine used to be very, very concentrated, and they needed to add water to dilute it. Again, today we don't have this. So here the Sefer HaChinuch is saying it's one part of good wine, strong wine, and three parts of water. Again, today, I don't think anyone does this. We just pour the wine into the coast. Umavarchin alav kiddush Shabbos. The mitzvah of zechira is that you make the bracha over this wine, kiddush for Shabbos. Kemosha yadua hanusach bein ha-yehudim. He says the nusach of kiddush is well known amongst the Jews. It also gives us a historical picture into what was like life was like in the 1300s. It's very interesting, 700 years ago. So they had some kind of very strong wine. You couldn't drink it straight. So you had to put in some water to dilute it, and then you make kiddush. And the Jews all know the nusach. So it was the days before the printing press, when they didn't have the birkon, they didn't have the bencher, and they didn't have brachos cards, and they didn't have laminated cards. So everyone knows the nusach of kiddush v'chein. So that is zachor shem Shabbos l'kadsho when it comes in. What about when Shabbos goes out? V'chein b'yitzia Shabbos, and so too when Shabbos goes out, gam kein mevarchem al hayayin l'kavod hayom. So havdalah is part of sanctifying and remembering that Shabbos is, remember the Chinuch said over here, v'havdalato l'shavach mishar hayamim shalafanav v'acharav. So the Kiddush on Friday night distinguishes Shabbos from the days that come before it. And the Kiddush, I'm putting that in quotes, what we call Havdalah, distinguishes Shabbos from the days that are coming after it. So here, the Chinuch says, "V'chein b'yitzia Shabbos, so too when Shabbos goes out, gam kein mevarchem al hayayin l'kavod hayom." We don't call it baruch al hayayin; we call it havdalah. So too, you bless over a cup of wine for the sanctity of the day. The osa bracha shal motzei Shabbos nikreis, and that bracha of motzei Shabbos is called havdalah. So when it comes in, it's called kiddush. When it goes out, it's called havdalah. But these two aspects, kiddush and havdalah, are actually one side, two sides of the same coin, which is zachar as Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Through Kiddush and Avdala, we fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos. I'm going to take a break for a moment. We're going to go back to the Chinuch. We're going to do the whole mitzvah. I just want to quote from the biography of Rav Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yinkom Damo, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. The biography is called Amalach and Armitz. He was one of the Harnov Kedoshim. He's also a Gaon Olam. Unbelievable Talmud Chacham. Lamalam in Ateva. Okay. So this is from Amalach in our midst. And I'm specifically bringing this to you in a second because you will hear why. Rebbe, this is related by Talmud, so he calls him Rebbe. This is from Moshe Tursky. Rebbe's Kiddush on Leil Shabbos. Watch it. So this is Zachor Shem HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So what does it mean to make Kiddush by rote? To be doing other things? No, it means to pay attention, to be so focused on the sanctity of Shabbos like we just saw in the Chinuch. Rebbe's Kiddush on Leil Shabbos recalled a Talmud who shared his two most memorable experiences in the Twersky home. What was Rebbe's Kiddush on Leil Shabbos like? Quote, like a flame alight with the fire of Dveikus Bashem. A flame of fire of clinging to God. I apologize, says the Talmud, for using such dramatic expressiveness. Those who know me would probably be surprised. I am really not given to that type of expression. What's it called? Hyperbole? Am I saying it right? Yeah. But what can I do? This is really who Rebbe was. And now he describes Rebbe's Kiddush on Friday night. Yet it was without any drama. He was always extremely reserved and exercised incredible restraint in everything he did. Yet his indescribable fire of real intense closeness with the Creator was obvious. So he was restrained. What we could call even Sanua. Someone's not muted. How did this happen? One second. That happened to me in another shir one time. Okay, very strange. He was restrained, tsanua, reserved, but there was a fire of real intense closeness with the Creator. That's something we have to strive to achieve on Shabbos, that intense closeness. That's the time we can do it. During the week, we're so busy. Sheishas yamim te'asem elacha. But when Shabbos comes, we stop and we say, Hashem, it's just me and you. In fact, Rebbe was not vocally talented. Although he had a gifted ear for music, his own singing could often sound like a monotone. And yet, I do not think there existed a more beautiful sound in all of creation than Rebbe's Kiddush. Excuse me. His Kiddush stays with me to this day and deeply impacts the way I make my own Kiddush on Liel Shabbos. I cannot copy him, and it would be futile to try. However, the connection I feel with the words and the connection I feel with the one to whom I am saying these words is indelibly influenced by the exposure I had to my Rebbe's Kiddush. One particular Leil Shabbos, I was kind of just spacing out a bit. I was looking on the room as Rebbe said Kiddush, parentheses. It took him a good few minutes to get through his Kiddush. And again, according to the Chinuch, the mitzvah of Zachor, so my Shabbos culture, is fulfilled through the mitzvah of Dvarim, through Kiddush. Again, the Chinuch is quoting Chazal, like we saw in the Gemara. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Zachor, so my Shabbos culture, through Kiddush? It took Rebbe a good few minutes to get through Kiddush, and I was kind of spacing out. When I suddenly noticed the expression on the Rebbetzin's face, Rebbetzin Tversky, Shaticha, I felt like I was intruding on a private connection that was none of my business. That's how intense spiritual feeling was, so I looked away. But one moment was more than enough. The Rebbetzin was standing at the other end of the table, directly opposite Rebbe. Her gaze was intently focused on Rebbe, and the expression on her face and in her eyes as she savored every word of her husband's Kiddush was of an intensity matched only by the Kiddush to which she was listening. So her attention to her husband's Kiddush was only matched, that intensity, by the actual Kiddush that was being recited. The Rebbetzin radiated a deep respect, admiration, and adoration that I have never seen before and have never seen since. At that moment, I felt like I had discovered one of the great secrets behind my Rebbe's singularly exceptional personality. So this Kiddush, it was as though an invisible circuit of spiritual electricity existed between Rebbe and his Rebbetzin. Each one's unique strength complemented and supplemented that of each other. It was at the same time so real and so down to earth. It was surreal and otherworldly. Now, as I said, I do not think I have ever seen such a look of joy on someone's face when I noticed how the Rebbetzin listened to Rebbe's Kiddush. That is, except perhaps on one other occasion. So there was such a palpable feeling of intense spirituality as Rav Twersky, Zatzal, was making the Kiddush on Friday night in the fulfillment of Zechre B'dvarim, B'knisato V'tziyato. Remember Shabbos with words when it comes out and when it goes out. How do we fulfill the mitzvah of remembering Shabbos with words? Kiddush! Excuse me. Another anecdote. Again, it was a Friday night, so again, this occurred on Shabbos. At some point during the meal, maybe right before dessert, the youngest Twersky child, Avrami at the time, who was now Rav Avram, was 9 or 10 years old. He was making a siyum a Mishnayis. I seem to remember it was Maseches Nedarim. In any event, while Avrami, now Rav Avram, was reciting the last Mishnah, Rebbe was clearly shepping tremendous nachas, albeit in his trademark reserved manner. This is Friday night. While the Rebbetzin was peeking in from the next room, once again her face aglow with joy and nachas. When Avrami finished, she could not contain herself. She burst into the room and she smothered the child with kisses. Her joy was so palpable. At that moment, I could not help but think the display of affection from his mother will propel him to become a great Talmud Chacham, even more than the actual seam. That's a whole other topic. Ashma bini Musa Avicha, Valtitosh Torasim Becha, of Salvechik, of Tversky's grandfather. It's an unbelievable piece on that. Looking back now, I realize no one competent in that home existed separately from each other. Not one component, I'm sorry, in that home existed separately from each other. Rebbe and the Rebbetzin were together, a wholesomeness of Torah and a package of Avodas Hashem that reached heavenwards while being so down to earth. Those Shabbosos were experiences that had a profound impact on me and from which I draw tremendous chizuk to this day. Av Shabbos, one more paragraph, and then we're going to go back to the chinuch. Av Shabbos, Rav Twersky himself once explained, and this is Rav Twersky's own words, quote, Shabbos is an entirely different reality from the rest of the week. So we think it's another day of the week, but we rest. No, it's an entirely different reality from the rest of the week. From beginning to end, the most minuscule detail here in our world, again, this is Rav Twersky's own words, going all the way up through the heavenly spheres until the Kisei HaKavod, everything is totally different on Shabbos. Whether one is aware of it or not, on Shabbos, a person enters a totally different realm. This is reflected in the fact that Chazal say, Eino Doma Mara Panav. A person's face on Shabbos does not resemble his face during the week. So if you tell me your clothing is different instead of a tichel, you wear a shait, okay, I understand. Your shoes are different instead of sneakers, you put on Shabbos shoes. Your food is different. What does it mean? Eino Doma Mara Panav. Your face is different than it was on Yom Chamishi and Yom Shishi and Yom Rishon and Yom Shei. It's the same face. How could Chazal say your face is different? A person looks different on Shabbos, says Rabbi Rav Twersky, from his usual weekday appearance, because he enters a whole different reality. It's a new dimension of existence. Also, there's an obligation to wear Shabbos clothes, continued Rav Twersky. That's in terms of a person's externality. As far as one's inner essence is concerned, he has a neshama yesera. So if you have a new neshama and you enter a new reality, then the truth is that your face is going to be different. On Shabbos, one enters into a better, more exalted state of being. So one vignette, actually more than one vignette, about Rav Twersky and the experience in his home and what it really means to be Zohar as Yom HaShabbos Lekadjo. Let us go back to the Sefer HaChinuch. Here we are. Okay, Mishar Shei Mitzvah Zu. What is the root of this mitzvah? You could see my screen again. Yes? Thank you very much. Mishar Shei Mitzvah Zu. What is the root of this mitzvah? Kidei Shenit Orer Mitoch Maisei Zeh Lizecher Gdulas Hayom. Through this maisa of making kiddush, again, it took Rabbi a few minutes to get through the kiddush, and even though the Talmud said he didn't have the best musical voice, he doesn't think that there's a more beautiful sound in all of creation than Rabbi's Kiddush on Leil Shabbos. What is the root of this mitzvah, the shorish of this mitzvah? Kidei shenis orer mitoch maiseza. We will be aroused, we will be awakened through this action of Kiddush, lezecher gedulas hayom. Making the Kiddush should be, so it's not just rote, it's not just get the wine, it's not take a zip, I'm starving, when can we wash, I haven't eaten for so many hours, I'm so tired, what do we know? The making of the Kiddush is meant to arouse us, to wake us up, lezecher, to remember gdulas hayam, remember the greatness of the day, v'nikva bilibenu emunas chidush ha'olam. And Kiddush is meant to implant in our hearts amuna, faith, in the chidush olam, and the fact that God is constantly renewing the world, as the pasuk says. And here the chinuch quotes the next pasuk in the Aseres HaDibros, which we looked at on the screen before. Ki sheishes yamim asa Hashem. When a person makes Kiddush, they have to remember. Part of making Kiddush is to remember. Ki sheishes yamim asa Hashem es haShemayim ve'et haAretz. So the chinuch says by making Kiddush properly, katsheu b'dvarim b'knisato. So you will remember and implant in your heart amuna. And the one who is Mechadish the Olam, Mechadish Betuva B'chayim Tamid, he made the heavens and the seas and the earth and the seas, all that's in it. Vayanach Bayamashvi. So, like he was Beirach as Yom HaShabbos, Vayikadashehu. We have a mitzvah to emulate the Rebbeinu Shem. We must be Beirach as Yom HaShabbos, Vayikadashehu. So the purpose of Shabbos, of Kiddush, is to arouse through the making of Kiddush this great event, and that we remember the godless of the day and implant in our own hearts Amuna in Hashem was Mechadesh the Olam. Like the pasuk says, which I just showed you on the other screen, Kisheshos Yamim Asa Hashem. Va'alkein, and therefore, Nischayavnu La'asod Hamaise Im Hayayin. So that's why you have to remember the godless of the day. Okay, Chazal say, with words, Zachar Selma Shabbos Kacho, Bidvarim, B'knisato V'tziyato. So why can't I stand at the table and make a speech? I'll make a speech on Friday night to remember the day. Why by wine? It doesn't say in the Pesukim, right? It begins with Zachar. You have to remember that at Shabbos. It doesn't say anything about here about wine. So it says, L'kacho v'yikadoshay. So automatically, because we call Kiddush over wine, Kiddush, so that's what we think of. But the verses don't say anything about wine. They say, remember the Sabbath day to sanctify it. So maybe I should make a speech when it comes to Friday night. Can we call by the Dvar Torah and say a speech? We say that anyway. But why do we bring in Shabbos with wine? Remember, Kabbalah Shabbos came much later. Why? Alkei nischayavnu la'asod ha'maisa im hayayin. Therefore, we were commanded to do this maisa, to make Kiddush with wine. Lefi why? Shatava ha'adam mitorer bar harbe. Because, and this also, by the way, it's Adar. Moving into Adar, this has a relation to Purim as well. Adelo yada lefisha tavaha adam mit orer bar harbe, because a person. So that's what I'm saying. It's not referring to Kabbalah Shabbos, because Kabbalah Shabbos came much later in the 1600s in Tzfat. So we are not talking about Kabbalah Shabbos. You're right, Tefillas Arvis comes before Kiddush. That's a separate component of Tefillah B'Shabbos. There's Tefillah, there's Arvis every night. This is specifically the mitzvah of Zachos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, what the sages say, mean to remember with words, Kadsheu Al Hayayin B'Dvarim. So, therefore we are commanded to do this Maisa with wine, because the Teva HaAdam, the nature of man, is that he's Mit'orer Bar Harbe. That wine causes man to be aroused, to be awakened, to be excited, shahu so aid umisameach, because wine is found, is sustained, so aid. Wine sustains, and it brings simcha. That helps us understand why we drink wine on Purim, because if it's a time of simcha, wine, the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, sustains a person and brings them to simcha, and that's why we use wine for kiddush bidvarim. Kvar amarticha, and I already told you, and this is such a beautiful chinuch, it's mitzvah tazayin. He's referring to a previous mitzvah of his own, the etzem lo tishbru bo, why can't you break a bone in the Karban Pesach? I already explained to you, mitzvah 16 says the Sefer Chinuch, ki lefi hit oru ta adamu maaseu yitpal el hadvarim le'olam. Man goes after his actions. So according to the actions and the way a man behaves, that is what he will become. So a person should be mekade Shabbos over wine, and it will become part of who he is. The sages say in the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, Sha'im, oh, this is very interesting. Does anybody in Shir know anyone who makes Kiddush on bread? Okay, I don't know. There are some, I don't know if it's, yeah, because I don't know who, there are some people, I'm sure you've heard of this before, that there is a possibility if a person doesn't have wine, they can make Kiddush on bread. So the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim, She'im ha-pas chaviv ala adam yoser, that if pas, bread, oh, that's interesting. So someone said her husband's parents, they couldn't afford wine. So they, okay, so if you can't afford wine, can you make Kiddush on water? No. Well, it's not just them. You made Kiddush on bread. There was a reason. You were allowed to make Kiddush on bread. Okay, why? She'im ha'pas chaviv al adam yoser, that if bread is more precious, chaviv al adam yoser, if bread is more precious to the person than wine, she'yikadesh al pas, you should make Kiddush over pas. Today, again, I'm not passing any halacha l'maisa at all, chas v'shalom. This is just, we're going through the chinuch together. It's fascinating. But if it should be something that is endeared to you, and it should bring you something that's a state of happiness. So if pas brings you to a state of happiness more than wine, then you should make Kiddush on the bread. Ki az k'mit o'er tivo yoter, l'masha hu ta'ev, because then your desire is aroused more to something that you desire. So it'll bring you to a more exalted state than wine for you. However, when it comes to being Mekadei Shabbos, when the day goes out, the sages don't say that. When it comes to Havdalah, you can't make it on bread. Friday night, if a person prefers bread, if bread makes them feel happier and more fulfilled than wine. They can make it on bread. Again, I'm not passing any halacha. We're going through the chinuch here. But when Shabbos leaves, Chazal do not say that. Shechayvu lahavdil b'yayin. Comes to Avdala, it has to be a wine. I'll call upon him, according to all opinions, by every phase, meaning no matter what. Gam b'zet tzidko. And also in this, one second. Even in this, they are justified. The sages are justified in saying that by Motzei Shabbos, by Havdalah, it has to be wine. It can't be bread. Why? Ki heim zichrona levracha, gam haTorah shleima, yivcharu la'olam berov. Because the sages, zichrona levracha, and the complete Torah, always went after the majority. What's the majority? U'be'emes, ki rov ha'olam yit'avu al hashtia b'motzei Shabbos yoter min ha'achila. Because the truth is that the majority of the world desires a drink on Motzei Shabbos more than they desire food. Again, the Chinuch is addressing why it would be okay to make Kiddush Friday night on bread. You could still be Zachos Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho, Kadshehu B'dvarim, a pas. But when it comes to Motzei Shabbos B'tziyato, it has to be over wine, not bread. Why? Because the Torah goes according to the majority. The majority of the world on Motzei Shabbos desires a drink more than they desire food. Lefisha kvar kavu suuda gedola biyom. The kavu Shabbos practical. You're full. You just had a big suuda. But never mind. You have a shal shuris. How much could you eat? Now, after shal shuris, okay, mincha, shal shuris, ma'ariv, arvis, and now, how much could I eat? So practically, Chazal understand that you're full because you had a big meal for Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, so you don't want to have bread, so you have wine. Ve'ein tzorech l'teit tam achayavam osanu shiyeh b'koz revis. Oh, now he also talks about why it has to be a revis. It can't be less than a revis. Why? Ein ro'i v'lo titar alev adam. If you drink too little wine, you're not going to come to that state of arousal and happiness from wine. So that's why it has to be a revis, because if it's less, it won't bring you to a state of pleasure. The whole purpose is to have pleasure as you welcome in Shabbos. Misha nichnas, let Shabbos enter into you. It's a time to converse with God. It's a time of zechira Shabbos. But there has to be sufficient wine to bring you to a place where you feel happy, where you feel content, where you feel mit orer, aroused. If it's too little wine, it's not going to make a change. Oh, interestingly, you have to wash. Now he goes through some halachos. You have to wash out the cup before Kiddush. That's what I said before. I remember putting a little bit of wine. We discussed it on my Shabbos table by Parshas Noach because of the vineyard that he planted. So you have to wash out the cup first. V'shelo l'tam klum anshe yekadesh. You cannot eat anything. He doesn't even say that. Actually, he says you can't taste anything until you make kiddush. V'shei yekadesh, and he should make kiddush b'makom su'uda, in the place where he has the su'uda, calls it in fe'shorosh hit'oru shamarti. These are all branches of the root that I've described to you. So the root is to bring yourself to a place of arousal through the wine or bread, if you prefer bread, to be mekadesh Shabbos bidvarim, when it enters, to fulfill the mitzvah of zachar es klam ha'Shabbos Likadosho. If it's less than a revis, you won't feel that feeling of elevation. So then what's the point? Dinei ha-mitzvah. What are the, in regard to the dinim of the mitzvah of Kiddush? Kigon nusach ha-kiddush va-havdala. What is the nusach of Kiddush and the havdala? Ezahu, which is it? Ve'eza yayin ra'u the kadesh alav. Which kind of wine are we allowed to use for Kiddush? Is it any kind of wine that we are allowed to use? Is it red wine? Yes. Is it white wine for Friday night? Friday night's a d'oraisa? No. Ve'eza eni ra'ui. And what is not appropriate to be used? Ve'im mekadshin o mavdilin b'shechar. If you can make Kiddush and Havdalah on, I think, beer. It's translated as beer, right? V'ha'och, can you make Kiddush? So this is, he's stating, there are many, many halachos. He's telling you in this piece, really, besides the revis, the hashkafa behind Kiddush. He sums up the chinuch by saying, if you want to know all of these halachos, like the nusach of Kiddush and Havdalah, which wine you can use, which wine you can't use, can you make Kiddush and Havdalah on beer? V'ochel be'erev Shabbos, v'kiddush alav Shabbos, someone who eats on Erev Shabbos and makes Kiddush on Shabbos, ol b'Shabbos, v'yatza Shabbos, all when Shabbos goes out, v'chein nusach Kiddush yamim tovim, v'avdalah tana. What about the nisach of Kiddush and Yom Tov, and Havdalah and Yom Tov, and the dinim of the bracha, Now we must make the bracha al haner b'motzei Shabbos v'yom kippurim v'dinei habracha shanu chayim v'rechal b'samim. And regarding the details of havdalah and which b'samim is worthy or not, and all the further details, mivarim b'sof p'sachim u'b'makamos brachas for Shabbos. He says, if you want to know the answer to all these questions, which kind of b'samim, what's the girsa of havdalah, what's kiddush on yom tov, can we use beer, you have to make it b'makam su'uda. I'm not telling you all these halachos. You could look it up. He says in Maseches Pesachim and Brachos and Maseches Shabbos. Those are all the halachos and the practical application. But I come to tell you, says the Chinuch, that the mitzvah is to be Zachos and Shabbos Bedvarim over wine, because it brings you to a place of arousal and you will have much more connection with God. Finishing up, says the Chinuch, the mitzvah of Kiddush. No hagas b'chol makom u'b'chol zman. The mitzvah of Kiddush is shayach, it must be practiced in every place and every time, bizcharim v'nekevos. So it's something that we know, but have we ever learned? The truth is, you might question, and he's going to say now, it's a mitzvah aseh shel zman grama, isn't it? It's not, I can't do it whenever I want. It is a definitely time-bound mitzvah. It is no hagas b'chol makom b'chol zman, in males and in females. And the Chinuch says, "Va'afal pishehi mina mitzvah shazman grama." Even though it's true that it is a time-bound positive mitzvah, which generally women are patar. Even though I've heard Rabbi Shai Shachter say repeatedly, sometimes people think there are like tens of mitzvahs asher shazman grama that women are patar for. I think Rabbi Shachter says there are six. There are six mitzvahs aseh shel zman grama that women are patur from. I think he said it, but the reality is that there are exceptions to the rule, because kiddush is a mitzvah aseh shel zman grama, and I can't make kiddush on Thursday night and say, "Wow, I am fulfilling zachos yom Shabbos sakacho on Thursday night." No, it has to be. It's time bound. It's limited to this time. Can't be before Shkia. It can't be Shabbos morning. We're talking about the d'oraisa of kiddush leil Shabbos. It has to be now. So why am I chayav? You are chayav. Why? Shekein the manu Rabbi Sina Zichron al Bracha. The Gemara learns out shahanashim chayavos because vehavdala. Women are chayav, even though they're both mitzvah aseh shel zman grama. If we're chayav in zachos yom Shabbos akacho, and we saw that zachos yom Shabbos akacho in the beginning of the chiddush means kiddush Shabbos bidvarim. Daber dvarim biyom Shabbos beknisato v'kein biyitziato, to speak words that bring us to remember Shabbos over wine when it enters and when it exits. Women are in pater from zachos yom Shabbos akacho. At Har Sinai, it wasn't said the men get Shabbos and the women don't get Shabbos. In fact, there's that keres habayis. The women have an even more obligation to make all the gashmiyistic aspects into ruchniyistic aspects of Shabbos. So therefore, no one should think that she is exempt. I heard Rabbi Shai Shachter in a shir once, he was talking about Rav Asher Weiss Shlita, when his wife was Niftaras. She was in New York. Rabbi Shachter, I believe, was there on that Shabbos. He is called Rav Asher Weiss Shlita, his second father. And the Rabbitson, he said, Allah Shalom, was so focused on Avodas Hashem that Shabbos was her last day. And they wanted her to have some water. She was in a very precarious state a few hours before her patira. And it was Shabbos morning. And she said she could not have, and this is someone who's pikuach nefesh is an understatement. She was in a state of almost passing on nefteras from this world. And Rabbitson Weiss said that she cannot have a drink. She has not heard kiddush yet. So Rabbi Shachter was saying, could you imagine the self-control of mind and the presence of mind to be focused on the mitzvah of kiddush at such a time. So I think that perhaps this shir will help all of us focus a little bit more on the meaning of kiddush. It's not just the gateway to eating. Thank God now we could eat. I'm starving. Can someone make kiddush for me? Chas v'sham. It's not just a gateway to eating. It's a fulfillment of Zachos and Shabbos Kacho. Yes, Rashi also says if you find a beautiful item in the shuk, you set it aside for Shabbos. Zachor is a mitzvah t'midios of Shabbos. The whole week you're counting down by Shir Shoyam to Shabbos. But one aspect of Zachos and Shabbos Kacho, as we have learned in depth today, is this mitzvah of Kacheu Bidvarim. And it's incumbent upon women as well. Rabbi Shachter was saying how this woman was a few hours away from death. But because of the mitzvah of Kiddush, she would not even take a drink before she heard Kiddush. And women are definitely obligated, even though it's a mitzvah aseh shel zman grama, shanashim chayavos b'kiddush v'havdala, they're obligated in kiddush and in havdala, the ha'over aleh, one who is over, v'lo kiddush shabbos b'dvarim, and he was not mekadesh shabbos in words, b'tel mitzvah aseh. You have not fulfilled, you have nullified this mitzvah's aseh. Okay, so we have to be very careful connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And remember, the Chinuch says it implants in our heart a munah in God who created the world. This is very interesting. Let's say someone is Mekadeh Shabbos with words, because the mitzvah is to be Mekadeh Shabbos with words. Below Yayin or below Pask. Midin of Yayin. Again, this is today, the way we are today, Baruch Hashem, this isn't relevant to us. We should never be in such a situation where we would be faced with a situation where we don't have wine and we don't have Pask. Okay? So if you don't have wine and you don't have Pask, but you were Mekadeh Shabbos with the Dvarim, the Eved Yatzei Yedei Torah. So very interesting. But the Eved, you were Yotze. Okay? So clearly it's not a Lechatchila. The Lechatchila situation is that both men and women are incumbent in Kiddush and Havdalah, even though it's a mitzvah Aseh Shel Zman Gvamen. It's also even Lit'om, to taste something before. So it's our connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If Pas brings a person to a greater state of arousal, again, don't just do this without asking a Shaila, then they may use Pas. I don't know if that's how we pass in Lechel HaMaisa today. But interesting, he concludes by saying that if someone was actually Mekadeh Shabbos Bidvarim, but he didn't have wine and he didn't have Pas, then Bidi Eved, he is Yotze Dei Torah. So we have to appreciate the Brach. I just want to end with two sentences. I see the time, and I know we all have to go get ready for Shabbos, but I want to end with two sentences from Rav Aram Leib Steinman. So we appreciate what we have today. We ended by saying, let's say a person doesn't have Pas, doesn't have Yayin. So we think to ourselves, who doesn't have Pas? Who doesn't have Yayin? I'm just turning to the page I need. Very short paragraph. While the Steinman children were growing up, poverty prevailed amongst most of the new immigrants, and creative solutions had to be found to meet their needs. For example, stores sold wine by the bottle to people of greater means, and they sold wine by the cup to individuals who cannot afford a bottle of wine. Rav Aaron Leib Zatzal would buy 3 cups of wine every Erev Shabbos, which sufficed for Kiddush Leil Shabbos, Kiddush Yom Shabbos, and Havdalah. So when we read that if you don't have pas and you don't have wine, can you be mekadesh over dvarim b'diavad? So there are times when we are faced with the Rav Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, will go to the store and buy 3 cups of wine. He couldn't even afford a bottle for Kiddush Friday night, Kiddush Shabbos day, and Motzei Shabbos Havdah. Halavai, we should be zocha. With the knisa of Shabbos, it should enter into us. We should feel that connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and so too the simcha of Adar should bring us to a place of elevation and true simcha. I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh. Thank you so much to all. Kol Tov.